item, please.
889, extend contract with Fastenal Company to provide facilities maintenance, lighting products, and industrial supplies for use citywide by $700,000 through June 30, 2018.
Colleagues, is there any staff here on this particular item? Good morning. And I'll just ask colleagues, do you have any questions at this particular point? Seeing none, why don't we take public testimony on this item? We made you get a little exercise there, sorry.
Since I'm kind of a solar energy advocate, I've always had this idea that that we use street lighting as a way to make solar cells, you know, how in an artistic way. I live near Sisters of the Road, where they have this artist that has solar panels and has this curved kind of thing that glow, you know, lights up. But I'm more interested in the idea of having street lights that are self-contained, that they use the sun's energy as a form of art, you know, as well as, and somebody might come up with this idea, because we live on the Cascadia fault line. There could be an earthquake at any time that might crack the concrete and the wires or the electrical lines going to the lights themselves. So you might want to look into that. Either if I don't come up with this idea, somebody in Seattle would. So, in fact, the artist that has these things around the Sisters of the Road Cafe is from Seattle. And also, one could, if any excess power from the sun be used, you could actually, people could plug in their cell phone in an earthquake or call 911 or something like that. And they would be self-contained off the grid. And I think about, I was here with the Lou thing about how Randy Leonard had this idea. It's the same thing. My idea is to do something that Portland can sell. And I'll have a target date, too, is pretty soon that we will complete the Multnomah County Health Building, which I under does do triaging in an emergency. And it would be interesting if some of the street lights around it would function even if the power was gone. So I want to push that. It's interesting, the first time I met you, Mayor Wheeler, I was at the Chinatown Neighborhood Association, and you came in there talking about the building itself that was going to be built, and I'm sitting there, I didn't know I was talking to you. You're the head of Multnomah County, it was just funny. You were just like that, it was like, I didn't really know who you were, it was kind of funny for me to do that. Now you've become mayor, so... again, I think it's a good idea that if we are in this area where we could be hit by an earthquake, the street light should function for crime and other things. And just like the Portland News, we could sell these to other cities.
An interesting idea. Thank you. I appreciate it. Any further discussion, colleagues? Commissioner Udaly? Very good. Please call the roll.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Oh,
an amendment. Wow. Bring it up. Okay. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Ms. Taffa.
Good morning. Larry Palat again. Really quickly, 889 was to amend the Fastenal price agreement to add $700,000 in a year's time. In reality, some due diligence by procurement services has determined that the actual spend has not reached the projected amounts. We're asking that the ordinance be amended to simply add the time and not the money. We don't need the money. So what it really does is it changes this ordinance to an administrative one. It wouldn't normally come to the council because it is administrative, would fall under the CPO authority. Truthfully, I'm just here showing off a little bit because the due diligence that we did in this kind of thing, which we do anyway, but it's on the council agenda, it's here. I thought I was going to take a second just to say, all right, we're doing due diligence. We are covering money, we're transparent, we look at things, we look at what's efficient and what's necessary, and we determined that we really didn't need to add a bunch of money to this contract.
Great.
So, like I said, I thank you very much for your time, attention. I'm just showing off.
So, would you like an amendment to that effect?
I would appreciate an amendment to that.
We'd be happy to entertain it. Colleagues?
So you want us to move to remove the $700,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Wherever it appears in the entire.
And to just extend the contract?
We're just extending it.
June 30th.
It is a price agreement based on a state of Oregon competitively solicited, so we just piggybacking on a state agreement, and we're just saying we need another year. By the time we get to the end of that year, we will probably have spent the original amount.
Okay.
We don't need the money.
So I move to amend the ordinance.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second. And that's
second.
Amend it by removing the adding $700,000.
Okay. And I will ask you to work with legal counsel. They're huddling over there to make sure that we have the exact language throughout the document. Very good. They're nodding. Okay. Yes, but that is fine. Let's vote on the amendment. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Great amendment. Happy. The amendment's passed. Any further comment on the ordinance itself? Very good. Please call the roll on the ordinance as amended.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amendment. Thank you.
Thank you
I appreciate
all very
it
much.
Very much.